Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, do you know what? There's a sound in heaven. There's a sound in heaven that's in us by the power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to see released. Amen. God wants to hear faith from us, what he has put in us, what is revealed to us, released through us in our lives, in our circumstances, in our community and in our nation. Amen. Good. We have a short time of worship now because we're gonna do some singing in a while. Is that all right? We're gonna release, we're gonna shout, we're gonna release God in this place in our lives. I'm so excited. I don't know if you can tell. And, you know, last weekend was an amazing weekend for us. We had, you know, the fun day on the Saturday. I don't know about you, but I had some amazing conversations with some ladies there. And, you know, just the environment, God had opened up their hearts. And they were talking to me about the fun day, and they were in tears. Before we got on to talking about God, they were just in tears. And God's doing something. God is doing something. And then, hang on a minute. Sorry, excuse me. And then Sunday morning, being in here, opening the hub was very exciting and full, and there was a buzz, and that's great. But you know what happened in here last Sunday morning? That's what it was all about. To see those seven people come forward, give their lives to the Lord. I know four of them hadn't been in here before. First time meeting with Jesus, guys crying. Because God's heart. Come on, I'm so excited. I'm like, this is what it's all about. We can do the fun day, we can prepare and expand and enlarge and do the hub. But what goes on in people's hearts when they believe in Jesus and respond to him, that's what's so exciting. And there is so much more. There are so many more thousands of people that we're going to see. We're going to see come to him. Huh? Okay, just want to read to you Psalm 126. I'll just read to you rather than you going there. It says, when the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with their harvest. Come on. Do you know, some of us have been living in this town for years and years and praying and working and crying tears, doing everything we believe God has asked us to do to sow seeds of Jesus in this community. Now is the time for singing. God has been saying, now is the time for singing. Okay, we're going to see. The Lord said to me last Saturday morning for the fun day, I got up and I was thinking about the people that are coming, and God said, just sing. Just sing over the harvest. He said, all the sowing, all the tears, all those seeds that are being sowed in Horsham over the years, you're going to see it. You're going to see a harvest. You're going to see it. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Do you believe it? It's like, come on, we're going to see this. Now is the time for singing. We're still sowing, more than ever, still crying. He's crying 1 minute, crying tears. There's four people in particular God has brought into my life, across my path, aren't saved. Three of them have got cancer, two are in second stages, it's returned. They're not saved, and they're going to come through. I know Jesus has spoken a word to me that they are going to come through. And I can look at their circumstances and I cry. And then Jesus says, Sing. Sing. It's finished. It is done. Do I believe it? Do I believe it? Do I believe what Jesus accomplished on the cross? He's singing. You know, this word about singing is a barometer of our faith. If we don't believe, we won't sing it. We can pray it. We can look at a situation and pray into it. But can we sing that it's done? Can we sing there's healing? Can we sing they're saved? Can we sing that Jesus is going to move in their life? Can we do it? And it's such a challenge. But it's so exciting. I just want to share this story. I heard Paul Taylor, who leads the Crawley Church, he shared a story with us recently of a guy called, and many of you might know him, Stephen Lampy. His family have been in the church. They were originally in here in the Horsham Church and then went to Crawley because they live over there. And they've been in the church for a long time, got like seven children, is it? Eight. One of their sons, Stephen, when they were younger, they walked with the Lord, and then gradually some of them just fell away. He's been in a lot of trouble, in and out of prison, and they had a baptism service a few weeks ago, and Pastor Paul stood up and said, "Is there anybody here this morning who knows they want to get baptized, apart from those that already were, come forward?" And Stephen stood up, and Paul said he was really shocked initially, just thought he was standing up to, go out or go to the loo or something. And Stephen came forward, and he said, "I want to get right with God, and I want to get baptized this morning." And it was such a shock for them, but praise God. I mean, and they've got a bunch of young guys that are coming, getting saved, coming back to God. But I heard after that, somebody told me about his mum, and I spoke to her about this, and she said it was all right to share. 6 weeks prior to him coming back to God, she was out in the car, and she had an old CD on, and there was a song called "I Am a New Creation." Does anybody remember that song? Yes. I think when I got saved, that song was like the favourite. "I Am a New Creation." And as it was on, God said to her, "Sing this over Stephen. Don't pray what you see, sing how I see him. Sing, I see him as a new creation." So she did. For 6 weeks, she sang over him that he was a new creation, and he came right through. That is so exciting, isn't it? So exciting. You know, to live by the Spirit like Jesus is to hear God say what he says, to see God and do what he does. That's living by the Spirit. And you know what? It's possible. Because I'm finding more and more, as I go to pray about something, God says, "Don't pray what you see, sing it. Sing what I say, sing what I say." And that is living by the Spirit. We're not looking with our own eyes at our kids and our circumstances and the pain and the sickness. We don't pray from that place. God's saying, "No, I tell you what to say, and sing it over it, and you will see it manifest. Miracles. I believe every one of us can have these miracles and our own testimonies and stories of God breaking through in circumstances, situations we've been longing for a long time. Any other believers in the house? Okay, so the word to us last summer has been, sing, O barren woman. Break out. Break out into loud and joyful song. Because he's done it. The chapter before, he can say it because the chapter before, Isaiah 53, is all about Jesus, God sending Jesus. Okay, some of these verses, it says, Isaiah chapter 53. Let's have a look. "There was nothing beautiful or majestic about Jesus' appearance. Nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. And he was whipped so we could be healed." Then he goes into the next chapter. Sing. sing because I've done it. Sing, you're not going to be barren any longer. I'm sending the answer. Do we see him? Do we perceive him? Isaiah 54, sing, O barren woman. Break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem, you have never been in labour, for the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband, says the Lord. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home and spare no expense. See, God could see, even in her barrenness, he could see the expansion. He could see the increase. He could see the children that were going to come. He sees. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees victory for every single one of us. He sees it. Amen. It says, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, spare no expense. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. He wants to deal with the fear. He wants to deal with our shame. He wants to remove it from our lives forever. Don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood, for your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of Heaven's armies is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. God has done everything we will ever need when he sent Jesus to the cross. When Jesus said, it is finished, it is done, everything we will ever need for life and godliness is ours. It's yours. It's yours. Do you believe it? Let's, just want to look in Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3, verse 14. It says, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord said to himself, the king of Israel will live. The Lord himself, the king of Israel, will live among you. Amen. The Lord himself, the king of Israel, lives in you. If you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Okay? At last your troubles will be over and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion, and don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. Yes. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs and with singing. You know, God sings over you. Because he sees the end from the beginning. He laughs at our enemy and he sings over us. Can we get that and then sing over our own lives? Or we so look at our own, what's going on, that we can't lift our eyes enough to see or hear what he's singing, what he's saying about us. You know, he wants to bring freedom to us. Because there's a world out there that needs freeing. It needs freeing from some pretty serious, horrible stuff. And you and I are the ones that are going to bring freedom. You and I are the ones that are to shine in a dark and depraved world. When everything in our society is going downhill fast, getting darker and darker, the word says we are to shine brighter and brighter. We can only do that if we are living in victory and not living in the circumstances ourselves. We're called and chosen to live shining lights in the darkness, not living in the circumstances, but above, overcomers, living in the victory that Jesus Christ got for every single one of us, if we will believe it. Come on. Okay, 2 Chronicles. I'm going to look at two specific scriptures that are amazing. If we will get this, 2 Chronicles 20. Okay, the whole nation Israel are surrounded by their enemies, okay? A vast army from Edom is marching against them. Jehoshaphat, chapter 3, was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting, so people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard of the temple of the Lord, and he prayed, "O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. O our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. And they said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, disease or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us." Amen. That's our God. This is our God, okay? "And now, see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt. So they went around them and did not destroy them. And now see how they reward us, for they've come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance." Yes. We have an inheritance in God. The enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy, okay? "Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do. We are looking to you for help. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of them standing there. He said, 'Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.'" Do you know Jesus won the battle on the cross? He defeated our enemy. It's been done. We don't have to battle. We don't have to battle. They've been defeated. Amen. "Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions. Stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you." Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshipping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Jehoath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. There's a shout. There's going to be a shout in this place. There is a shout because we know that God has got the victory. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe the Lord your God and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed." You know, back in the autumn, we were using the whole analogy of crossing over into the promised land. You know, Joshua, the Israelites, we were all crossing over into our inheritance, yeah, into the promises of God. And we all were like responded that yes, God, this is the season we're in. We're going to honour our leader. We're going to do what he says. And like, you know, with Jericho, they had to inquire of the Lord of what to do. What are our battles facing us as we cross into the promised land? And it's interesting that when they were faced with Jericho, God said to them about marching around, didn't he? Yeah. But he said to them, when they first marched around each day, 7 days, not to say anything. And Joshua said to them, "Don't you dare say a word," because that was the Lord's command. So they had to do it. They walked around without saying a word. They believed what he said, and they did it. Then on the last time round, they were blowing the they gave a great shout, yeah? The word to us since last summer has been sing. Now, it's up to you whether you honour your leaders and do what God has said to do. But it's a strategy for victory that God has given us. And if you do it, you will be blessed for being obedient. And you'll be blessed because you'll see God do it. We won't get the glory. We're just singing because he's good. He gets the glory. He moves in power. When those walls came down, those angels pulled that They squashed the wall down. It was angels. We're going to see angels released through our praises. We're going to see God move. It's not us striving and praying, and it's not our prayers. It's Him. And when we do what He says, He gets the glory. Because it's a total miracle. Total miracles will happen. I'm up for that. Right. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Believe in His prophets, and you will succeed. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising Him for His holy splendor. You know, when we sing, we go ahead of everyone that God wants to their lives He wants to move in. When we sing, He's going ahead in this nation. He's going ahead in Horsham. He's going ahead in the people's lives that He wants to bring to your path. When you sing, He moves in their lives. Okay? After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising Him for His holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. He wants you to know His faithfulness. He wants you to know His faithfulness, that you can lead others into His faithfulness. That you know that you know that you know that God is faithful. That Jesus is faithful in your life. Okay? At that very moment, the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. A complete miracle. A complete miracle. God caused the armies to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder, it took them 3 days to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. And it's still called the Valley of Blessing. Between God speaking and the Valley of Blessing with so much plunder is the singing. Come on. Come on. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. They marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, trumpets. They proceeded to the temple of the Lord. When all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord Himself had fought against the enemies of God, of Israel, the fear of God came over them. Fear of God in our nation. Come on. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace. You know, we can have peace. Singing brings so much peace because it takes the pressure off of us to pray the right thing. It's thank you, God, you're doing it. And there's peace afterwards. It's amazing. For God had given them rest on every side. Valley of Blessing. So much plunder, so many lives we want to see saved, healed, delivered. Let's turn to Acts 16. Verse 16. One day as we were going, this is Paul and Silas. One day as they were going down to the place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God and they've come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," and instantly it left. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the city officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were stripped. Oh, no, they weren't. They'd already been stripped, sorry. Severely beaten, and they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, so the jailer put them in an inner dungeon and clamped their feet in stocks. Severely beaten, these guys. Okay, imprisoned in the inner part of the dungeon, because they're obviously so, so bad. Verse 25, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing to God. I don't know as any of us, I know of, have been in a situation like these guys. Beaten and imprisoned. You know, we can go through some pretty hard, tough things. We do go through. Life is hard. It's pretty horrible a lot of the time. We go through some stuff. But to go through stuff like they did and pray and sing to God. Listen to what happens. This is just amazing. The other prisoners were listening. Yes. You know, if you're singing in the circumstances that we're all going through at the moment, people are going to take notice. They're going to take notice when you are singing, when you are full of joy, whatever your finances are doing, whatever's in England Football Club are doing, whatever's going on. When we are singing and rejoicing, people are going to see the difference. They need to see the difference. They need to see Jesus. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake. Do you know what? When I was praying the other day, you know when the government changed in this country a few weeks ago, and it went to the hung parliament, and we've got the Tories and the Lib Dems, and there was this phrase that I sort of just, God was talking to me about the other day, and it said there'd been a seismic shift in the politics in this country, been a seismic shift. You know, when I was reading this, God just, he just spoke to me. There's going to be a seismic shift in a spirit in this nation. And it comes through a people who will believe in their God and will sing and declare and see his goodness. Seismic shifts in people's lives. If they call that a seismic shift, what are they going to call when God starts moving? What is God going to do? Because there are things, there's shakings going on in this nation. There are shakings going on. Things are being tested. Everything is being tested. Everyone. But there's going to be more. And we're the ones that are singing. We're going to see a seismic shift. We'll see, not physical earthquakes, I hope, but other nations are having those. Because what's going on in the spirit? Spiritual seismic shifts. Well, we see a massive move of God, a release of God in this nation. Like people have died and given their blood to see in this nation. It's our inheritance. It's our inheritance, this nation, coming back to Jesus. We've got to carry it in here. See it released. Yes. Amen? Okay, massive earthquake. The prison was shaken to its foundations. People's prisons being shaken. People's prisons that they're in being shaken, okay? All the doors immediately flying open. This is what happened because they were singing and rejoicing in terrible circumstances, believing in their God. Prison doors flying open. We saw that last week in here. Prison doors flying open and guys coming out into freedom, okay? And the chains of every prisoner fell off. This is God's action. This is God's doing. Only God can do this stuff. Those people out there, these guys I'm praying for, only God can cause their chains to fall off. Only God can free them from cancer. Only God can see them safe from the rubbish they've been into. And the people that you live and work with, that God wants to bring into your life, if you'll believe him for them. Chains falling off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop, don't kill yourself. We're all here." The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before them. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That's what we're longing for in this nation. What must I do to be saved? Who is this God of yours that you will sing to and it will cause this to happen? And they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." Whole households coming to Jesus. Whole households coming to Jesus. He's working in your household, isn't he, Will? He is. Whole households coming to Jesus. So exciting. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them, washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Come on. This is like, this is what we're living for. This is what we're living for. It's exciting, and there's an expectation. And do you remember that, you know, the new wine has to have a new wineskin, because the new wine, you know, when it new wine ferments, and that word means excite. New wine is exciting. It's new. It's bubbling away. There's life going on. So that's why it has to have a new wineskin. God wants to break out. God wants to break out. How we've done things, how we see things, how it's always been done. Because there's a life. There's a life. There's a life that we want to see released. God released in a new way. But I know it's not easy to do this. I know it's not easy to sing when you're going through stuff. We're not immune to life's issues and struggles and sickness and pain and heartache. It's not easy. It is not easy when you're facing something really hard to stand there and sing. That's why you have to hear God speak to you. You have to hear him speak something into your heart that takes you above it and helps you to push through. That word of faith, that word that you're going to live with. And I know Pastor Clive wants to speak over the next few weeks about that. The word that you are living with. Yes, you need a word from the heart of God into your circumstances. We're going to sing in a minute. We can sing. There's awesome stuff that we can sing and worship God because we're thankful. So thankful to him that he saved us. We can sing the victory and we can sing all those words. But he also wants to give specific word that you live with, that you sing, that you declare, that you shout in the face of sickness, in the face of diagnosis. And I've had that. When you have a diagnosis that is not, the doctor says is not reversible, it's hard to stand and sing, "I am healed." You know, when Psalm 103 says, He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. And you know, it's so easy. We know the forgiveness part. We wouldn't be sitting in here if we didn't. We know the forgiveness. But do we know that he heals our diseases in the same breath? I know how hard it is to stand and sing that. I know how hard it is to stand and sing. His faithful love endures forever when we're going through stuff. I know it's not easy, but that's where the power lies. The power is in singing what he says, how he sees it, how he sees it. It's finished, it's done. And that's one of the things I keep declaring and keep singing. Oh, there's no tune. He just said it. It's finished, it's done. So I can't sing. So I'm just singing and shouting to the best of my ability. It is finished. It is done. And the faith that rises, spitting everywhere, the faith that rises up. It's faith, but it's in him. It's not my prayer or the circumstances. It's just in him. So exciting. It's a sacrifice of praise. And the word talks about that, doesn't it? When he talks about bringing a sacrifice of praise, that's what it is. when he was talking about it in Psalms, these guys were going through it, just like you and I. He says, bring me a sacrifice of praise. Thank me. Thank me. See it. It's done. See it. You're healed. See it. They're healed. See it. I finished on the cross. It was accomplished. I defeated your enemy. There is a job. There is finance. There is blessing. Where valley of blessing is ahead of us. See it. Hear him speak it to you. Hear him speak. And he will. He will, because he wants you to declare his word over the circumstances. It is a sacrifice, though. And I know one of the things that God has spoken to me about, and he may well speak to you, he may already have spoken to you. You know, tomorrow is 40 days leading up to Faith Camp. And, you know, God very often asks me to do a particular, and I know different ones of you here, do particular fasts or prayer or whatever leading up to Faith Camp. And God was speaking to me about these 40 days, every day, bring a sacrifice of praise. Every day, don't pray it, bring a sacrifice of praise. Sing, sing for the next 40 days. The things that you want to see happen, the things that he wants to see happen. 40 days singing into Faith Camp. We're going to see some miracles. We're going to see God break out, because he wants to break out through you and I. Through your spirit. Amen. It may be hard at first. I don't know what you're facing. We're all facing different issues. You know, in that word there in Chronicles, war. You know, you could be at war. You could be at war in your household. There could be war going on in your family, in your circumstances, in your job. There could be war going on in your mind where you have been struggling for a long time in your emotions and your mind with lies from the enemy. That's a battle. That is war. Okay? It can be going on. What about singing for the next 40 days and seeing your breakthrough? Seeing your breakthrough. Believing God. Declaring God. The goodness of God over your life, over your mind. Disease. Declaring. Singing. Coming before him. If there's disease, there's sickness. Singing for the next 40 days. Oh, all the healings we're going to see at Faith Camp if we do this. The miracles we're going to see. They're going to go before us. Famine. Barrenness. Lack. You know, this is probably every one of us here. Or any of these. And the Lord was talking to me about barrenness and famine. It could be that you're barren, you can't have children. It could be that there is lack in your life in certain areas. Could be that there's famine. And two areas the Lord spoke to me where it makes it very, very hard to praise God, to lift your eyes and see God, is when there is barrenness in where you're in debt. When there is debt, serious debt going on in your life, it's bondage from the enemy. And you cannot lift your eyes. You can't see Jesus clearly in that. It's a bondage. It's a heaviness. It's an oppression from the enemy that keeps you down. And the other area that's really difficult to see Jesus is an area of famine is when there's sexual impurity, pornography going on in your life. You know, it says that the pure in heart will see God. If there's areas that wrong, just stuff going on in your heart, in your life, things you're looking at, if you're looking at that stuff, pornography, if you have issues and problems with it, and many do, okay, many people do, you can't see Jesus clearly. It's famine, it's lack in your life, and it keeps you there. But you know, Jesus, if we do what it says and come before God, come before him and know he is the one that sets us free. Amen. He is the one who delivers us from our enemy. He is the one that brings the breakthrough in our lives. He is. And these areas we can bring before him. And I just really felt that God was saying he wants us this morning to sing. He wants us to sing. Every one of us. But in particular, you know, you can stay in your seat or you can do whatever you want to do. But if there's particular areas, you know, God has really spoken into this morning, you want to see a breakthrough in your life. You want to see a breakthrough in someone else's life like I do. Then you can come to the front. And we're going to stand before the Lord like they did in Chronicles. We're going to stand before him and sing because he is our deliverer. And we are going to sing and keep singing. We can sing for the next 40 days. We'll carry on singing. But it will be a life change for you. It will change your mindset. It will change your speech because you'll be speaking what he says, not the circumstances. Some of you have been praying, believing for your loved ones to come to the Lord for years. I have. And he's saying, sing it. See it how I see it. Declare what I say over them. Declare. I can't. For my brother and sister, I have a particular word. I don't pray for them specifically. I declare this word over them that God gave me. And that's what I hang on to. Because if you look at their circumstances, your faith goes up and down. You go up and down. But when God has spoken, that's what you hang on to. That's what you stand firm in and see the deliverance of the Lord. Amen. Shall we rise? Shall we stand to our feet? Guys, come on up. We're going to start with a song, and it's the Revelation song that we've been singing the last few weeks. There's so much in this song that is excellent to sing and declare before God, over him and over ourselves. And we're going to just go on from there and see God do some stuff. But, you know, excuse me, with the barren woman who was saying, fear not. If you've got areas, and fear is another thing that will keep you in lack. If you've got fear, if there's shame, if there's barrenness, if there's the issues in your heart and life, if there's sickness, if there's major things you want to see a breakthrough in, God wants to break out and do a miracle in, then come forward. Come and stand before him like they did in Chronicles and say, God, you alone can do this. You alone have got the power to sort this out. But I believe in you. I believe you're going to do something. Any of these areas.
Come on down.
Come on down. And we're going to sing. We're going to sing. We're not just singing songs here. These words are so important. You are singing, you're declaring and believing Jesus for a complete breakthrough. And this is a start for the next 40 days. It's up to you whether you do it or not. I'm not saying you have to. I'm going to. But I believe it's a battle we're going to see God come through on. We're going to see God perform miracles. We're going to have our testimonies of miracles, salvations and deliverances, healings in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Okay.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.